Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Santa Ana winds kicking up once again in Southern California. Firefighters keeping a close eye on the flames. Dozens of water trucks are in place to replenish supplies after hydrants ran dry last week. Fire crews are also better prepared, but Los Angeles County's fire chief says everyone in potential fire zones should be ready to evacuate at any minute. Confirmation hearings beginning for Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be defense secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says he's accused of alcohol abuse.
Hegseth was also accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2017. He called the encounter consensual, but his attorney says he settled with the woman in order to keep his job. Sources tell ABC News the FBI has completed its background investigation into Hegseth, but never interviewed the woman. It's unclear why.
In his final report, Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated the president-elect's actions in the days after losing the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This kind of cold is dangerous for anybody who stays outside too long. That means the unhoused population is at even greater risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Local shelters are usually ready to accept more people during times like these. If you need somewhere to warm up, call 211. They'll be able to tell you exactly where to go. And your animals are at risk of getting hurt in this cold, too. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
Once we get through this stretch of cold weather this week, we may see some temperatures as high as 40 degrees in the next few days. But then the cold returns, we could get as low as -4 next week. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Please stay safe in this cold. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison. And if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Guard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Five Surf Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 15, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Mostly sunny, our actual high 14 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to above tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Mike McCabe will join us.
And we'll take a look at the best of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We've got to have a serious conversation about that. Obviously, there's been water resources management, forest management mistakes, all sorts of problems. And it does come down to leadership, and it appears to us that state and local leaders were derelict in their duty in many respects. So that's something that has to be factored in. I think there should probably be conditions on that date. That's my personal view. We'll see what the consensus is. I haven't had a chance to socialize that with any of the members over the weekend. We've all been very busy, but it'll be part of the discussion for sure.
Yeah. That is the very, 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 very Christian Speaker God Warrior, the squeaker of the House, who just squeaked in again, Mike Johnson, saying that, he's going to place conditions on aid to California. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said he expects hearings to determine what California needs to do to receive aid. So I guess we'll have to wear something tight.
It's secession dance. Time. We should just leave at this point.
You have to do that sultry little dance that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Von Ciel in Asheville said Mark Burnett's going to produce a reality show where we compete against Asheville residents for FEMA money.
He will. I can see that, actually.
Yeah. I said that as a joke, and then Trump will be like,
true.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. It'll be like a Hunger Games kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Wolves for Liberty posts, red states are always talking about starting a civil war. All blue states would have to do is cut the funding that effectively enables red states to shoot their mouths off like spoiled brats while other states subsidize them. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Here's the thing. Shame is just gone. They are just shameless. They will be there in a second and a half asking for aid for their red states that take way more than they give.
Yep.
While denying aid to California because blah, blah, blah. This one, I mentioned this earlier. I just thought we should highlight how many people are doing good, right? There is a reason they call it the City of Angels. But Whoopi Goldberg's $15 million mansion burned down in the Los Angeles fire, but she immediately sent $10 million to the victim who suffered heavy losses. She promised to continue to help. Please.
Billy Crystal.
Yes, I'm getting to that one. Where is it?
It's
yes. Amid the chaos of fleeing the Hollywood fires, Billy Crystal and his wife chose to stay and help others, donating $10 million in support, putting their community first. When asked, Billy Crystal said the community needs everyone and I'm ready to help. Remember that? We were all, Americans. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a tragedy in a red state, we don't say, screw you, you're not getting any money. Our friend Noel Kassler said the lack of pushback on Trump's immediate misinformation regarding the Los Angeles fires proves this point. Not a single member of the GOP stood up to him. One suggested as a people, Republicans were better than that. They accepted Trump's trolling and displayed zero empathy to the victims. That is their brand now, and they have accepted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's it. They've just decided, the talking point is to be a D, to be a giant bag of D's to people who are suffering in California, because Trump is. Thank you. Manhattan Beach Brian says California is the fourth largest economy in the world with $4.1 trillion GDP in 2024. It pays more in federal taxes than it gets, subsidizing red states. If you're rooting for California to burn, you're cheering for the collapse of a major economic engine and the U.S. economy itself. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Janice Dean, a weather presenter on Fox News, had a moment where she appeared to briefly go rogue when she corrected the hosts on Fox and Friends. Wildfires aren't hurricanes. Mayor Karen Bass would have had very little warning that a fire would sweep through Los Angeles. I love when they sometimes accidentally tell the truth or get cracked, like off the talking point.
Janice Dean does that sometimes. She's actually one of the good people there.
Good for her.
Yeah, Gordon said, if you live in Los Angeles and your home is still standing and so far you're not an evacuee and you're cycling through gratitude, fear, grief, and shame, that last one for having any other emotion besides gratitude, please know you're not alone. That's exactly it, right? It's like survival's guilt, fear about that you might be next, depending on where the wind blows. I mean, we're not out of this. The winds are kicking up again.
Yep. Through tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, through tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Judd Legum, California, once again, just to make the point. Paid a lot more to the federal government than it got back, $83 billion in total. So did Washington State and much of the Northeast. Most red states were in the reverse position, getting much more from D.C. than they paid in return. Mm-hmm. But there it is, lack of shame. They come on cue with their hat in their hand. Oh, my God, they're just victims. And somehow we deserve this? We created or deserve 100-mile-an-hour winds and 8 months of drought that caused this. It's just, okay. Joe Walsh said these fires were unstoppable, said every single firefighter has said. The dry conditions, the 100-mile-an-hour winds that grounded all air support the first 27 hours made these fires unstoppable. Choose to accept that hard truth or choose to be like Trump and Elon Musk and just get political and blame someone. And Martin, one last one. The only thing spreading faster than the fires in L.A. was the Republican lies about the fires in L.A. And they won't stop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Here's the other. Oh, Tyler Perry just said, does anyone else find it appalling that insurance companies can take billions of dollars out of communities for years and then all of a sudden be allowed to cancel millions of policies for the very people they became rich on? I mean, that's another huge, in terms of rebuilding that we're going to have to deal with. You know what I need? I need a sweaty church whore is what I need. Hi, Lucretia in Milwaukee. There's one.
Maybe some of that sweat can put out the fires.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, I wish. I think I have plenty of still wet chiffons I can help contribute to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Today is my birthday. So
happy birthday.
It was Chris Lavoie's birthday yesterday, and I completely forgot because I'm a D. Thanks. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, and everyone. I did want to mention about the DOJ come out January 6th. I actually want to change it. After you mentioned dumb football McYou-Know-What and him saying that helping California, how much of a douche novel do you have to be? I mean, like, to your very point, if anything that happens in the South, A, they give it to you, but because you don't like California because the hair crunch rants that no, they shouldn't receive anything. Are you kidding me? Maybe next time something happens in Alabama, maybe funding shouldn't go that way, but better than that.
We just, that's the thing. It's like, once again, we play by, I'm not saying all Democrats are perfect, of course not, but we play by some set of human rules where, like, no Democrat ever goes, no, screw you, Louisiana, or whatever. They just don't. They go, how do we help? You know, and it's just, I'm sorry, only one side does this. This is why this is fantastic news. Rachel Maddow is coming back full time to serve America. God bless the United States.
You are not.
I think we can talk her into it. Once we get the 100 days, let's just hang her over a balcony until she agrees to 100 more, and we'll just keep doing that.
You are not going to be up at 6 p.m.,
I watch the clips. I know. I've gotten to be very pathetic.
Yeah.
I also watch clips.
Chuck Todd is apparently leaving MSNBC, so things are looking up. Chuck Todd, who is the Andrea Mitchell of Kristen Welker's, or I don't, whatever.
Chuck Todd.
When he left Meet the Press, they said that he would be working on, let's see, what did they say?
Special projects?
Yeah. I guess the special project was, staying home and not being on MSNBC because,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, he needed to take care of his bangs.
Okay, now let's go with Morning, Joe. The other people are fine. The Willies and the whoever. Who was the other one?
Jonathan Lemire.
Fine. And pardon me?
I like Jonathan Lemire.
Yes. And what's the other one? Willie Geist. Fine. You have fantastic weekend talent. Bring some of them in.
Claire McCaskill.
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Whoever. Michael Steele. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
They really don't have him on the morning show a whole lot.
Michael?
Yeah.
Well, he was on Morning Joe last week.
Oh, they probably won't have him on again after he took
Joe
to the
woodshed.
He might
not like those hours.
Right.
No, but he was absolutely right. They were trying to use like Barack Obama being civil to Trump because he got him stuck sitting next to him at President Carter's funeral to their, you know, oh, it's a conversation about civility and that's why we went to meet with Trump. No. You went to bend the knee in advance. You weren't even invited. You invited yourself to go kiss his ass. That's different than Barack Obama, you know, having the class and grace to... He was the babysitter. We all got a babysitter that got stunk next to that uncle, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, God, okay. How about this, Newsmax, to Trump? You've said you want Ukraine war ended in 6 months. What's the strategy to do that, Trump? There's only one strategy. It's up to Putin. Oh, dear Jesus. Here we go. At least we'll have a good Secretary of Defense.
I miss Donald Rumsfeld.
Would someone like some fun facts?
Are they fun?
Ellie, well,
they're
for
facts.
Now. 4 years ago, the Dow Jones was at 19,000. Unemployment was at 9.2%. Today, the Dow was at 42,250. Unemployment is at 4.1. Tell me again how good he was. As long as I live, that's the other thing I'll never understand. Despite all the other factors... His first administration was an unmitigated, provably, statistically horrendous disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One last one. Our friend Brooklyn Dad says, truly bizarre how the media stopped talking about how and bat nuts Hegseth, Cash Patel, RFK Jr. and Tulsi were since the bat nuts Felon 47 started threatening Canada, Greenland and the Panama Canal. I mean, thank God. We're going to have Rachel Maddow back for a bit. I mean, this is going to be the test of journalism because this is what happens, right? You don't even know what's distracting from what anymore. Joe in Maryland thinks he knows where the please take your line of bull.
Oh,
line if you don't know it, I'm quitting.
Hi, John, or Joe, sorry. Hi, Joe.
Joe, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's from a movie called Drop Dead Gorgeous.
No, it's not.
All right, someone told me that. I've seen the movie. Allison Janney's character, it does sound like she would say something like that, but I've seen the movie, and I'd have to go back and watch the whole thing.
Somebody just watched it.
If you could give us a timestamp of where it happens in the movie, that would be great.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
All right, well, then
the movie's from 1999.
Right. Though. Oh, yeah, we've seen it. We've all seen it.
All right, well, Joe, I'm giving you homework. Go watch the movie. Find out if it's in there and give us a timestamp. But other than that, we love you. Thank you. All right. So just be calling in here willy-nilly if you're not willing to do the work and back it up. No, it does sound like Allison Janney's character in that movie, and I've seen the movie. I don't remember it.
It's not. Somebody just watched
stamp.
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone
Were they looking specifically for that quote? It might have slipped by them.
She was looking specifically
Thanks,
for that.
Joe. You just made Jody quit. Thanks a lot.
You can't be serious.
I am serious, and stop calling me Shirley.
I knew that was coming.
18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, thank God I'm taking my Cozy Earth pajamas to D.C. with me because it's cold.
Oh, yeah, you're going to D.C. this weekend.
Friday after the show.
Oh, yeah, it's cold.
I need the long sleeve Cozy Earth. Oh, my God. I can't take my sheets. I wish I could. Because you know what? You feel like you're sleeping on sandpaper or anything else.
You could take your sheets. You just choose not to.
I carry on.
Okay.
Because you know it takes longer to wait for your bag at LAX than your flight, even if you came from New Zealand.
This is true.
Do not check a bag to LAX. I'm just telling you. Okay, Cozy Earth sheets. Made for 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft, breathable. They do get softer with every wash. OMG, I thought it was my imagination. 100-night sleep trial. You are going to love them. I have the comforter cover. I have the comforter, the duvet cover. It is fantastic.
The bamboo pajama set is just a must-have. Soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you perfectly comfortable. I've got the short and the long sleeves. I'm taking the long sleeves to D.C. for sherzies. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like our Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Hey, are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As we approach the 15th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, we consider the estimated $15.9 billion spent in the 2024 campaign. While still tallying up the total, money and politics watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2024 election cycle was the costliest ever, surpassing 2020's $15.1 billion. For context, the $15.9 billion estimate is larger than the state budgets of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Idaho combined. Only 24% of political contributions to candidates were small donations of $200 or less, down from 30% in 2020. When you consider contributions to PACs and other outside spending, that percentage drops further with only 16% from small donors. The top 1% of donors, they contributed an estimated 50% of all political contributions. That means by far, our elections are not funded by citizens who actually vote, but by wealthy special interests and corporations whose interests may not align with the majority of voters. Open Secrets projects that outside spending alone, mostly by super PACs, will reach $5 billion. Now that the election is over, it's the inaugural fund setting records. The New York Times reports that donors to the Trump inaugural have contributed over $170 million. More on that tomorrow. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Stephanie Miller. Now I know it's true. Naughty girls need love.
Two.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, let's stop talking about one drunk, allegedly, Pete Hegseth, and talk about another one, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, allegedly. Is it alleged, though? I don't know. Here he is lecturing California about
it. It's going to have to be in conjunction with some reforms that California hasn't been willing to make on the way they regulate their water and things of that nature, their forest management, all these other things, the things that led to the fire. We can't just dump money into a broken system, a poorly managed system, which California absolutely is across the board, and it led to a lot of the damage you see here is because they weren't prepared. Wasted their taxpayer dollars on all kinds of crazy woke agenda items that they've had and green energy.
Green energy would have saved us.
Yeah. Okay. Where's my music every time I hear Ronnie Jackson or, you know, Larry Kudlow? I just... okay. I can't take any more Republicans talking out their ass that have no idea what they're talking about. No, none of that. It's all been debunked. Water management, forests, blah, blah.
Oh, God. Okay. Go ahead.
Donald Trump and his allies are injecting...
They haven't really focused on what keeps their state safe. And so we're going to have to help there, but we're going to expect some reforms, and we're going to try to find some pay-fors, and we're going to have to make some cuts. But, yeah, going into a Congress where one of our big agendas is to cut government spending, it's hard when you have things like this happen, and you have to provide money for it.
Yeah, he's from Texas, the state that caught on fire.
Thank you. Right. Yes.
Not too long ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, a million acres. Yeah. What happened with their policies? How come a million acres burned? Way more than have burned here, even. I mean, it's...
They didn't rake their prairie.
They did not. You're correct.
And they have the worst... they can't keep their power grid on, as we keep saying. Their senators head to Cancun. Please don't talk... seriously? Can you imagine if Democrats started scolding and lecturing red states whenever there's a disaster?
Start doing it.
I'm with you, Chris.
I feel like I'm back in Catholic school. And it's all lies. Once again, it's all lies. I need a sake bomb. Thank you.
We're going to effectively deal with that reality, we need our leaders to be talking about real concrete steps we can make to safeguard our well-being from increasingly destructive natural disasters. Whether it's through new funding, changes, or overhauls to water systems, or new housing policies to fireproof homes. And I realize when we talk about undertaking huge changes to protect entire cities from events like this, there are no easy answers. It's not an excuse to avoid hard questions. And it's even more of a reason to ignore the loud and powerful voices out there that would rather blame this disaster on DEI. As David Wallace Wells writes in the New York Times, quote, unimaginability is no firebreak against the future. Refusing to imagine it is no excuse either.
As we, to quote the fire chief again, that was on 60 Minutes, there is no water system in the world that could fight what is happening right now in Los Angeles.
Not even Aquaman could.
No.
Exactly.
Let's go to Susan in Idaho. Hi, Suze.
Hi there.
Hi.
All you have to do in response to those idiotic comments from the speaker, bring up Hurricane Sandy and what they did there and compare it to the Hurricane Katrina response.
Thank you.
It took them a week to pass money for the hurricane response for Katrina.
Yeah.
Granted, they messed up that first week on the ground in New Orleans, but took them all a week. 3 months to get money for Hurricane Sandy. After lecturing about we have to make cuts in other parts of the budget.
Yeah, no, Susan, you're right. This is not
so
new.
Money. It's dumb.
Yeah, this is not new, this Republican.
It's when they get in charge, that's what they pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, by the way, bringing up Hurricane Katrina, was there ever, you know, a worse federal response? You know, but it's just they never, ever blame Republican officials for anything. It's just, it's extraordinary. All right. Oh, speaking of sake bombs, can I say, oh, Canada again, thank you. For coming, we're not going to have time for this. All right, we'll get to it. But just, Justin Trudeau just talking about, you know, Trump continually insulting Canada. And here's all these Canadian fire. They were here in a second.
They were.
Mexican fire. For all of these countries that Trump has threatened, you know, and is going to start slapping tariffs on. Mm-hmm. And here they are, just, you know, at our time of need. And it's just, you wonder what it's going to be like under Trump, you know.
We don't have to wonder, we know.
Yeah, 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A project in McFarland will not move forward, at least not for now, after residents push back. Last night, the Village Plan Commission and Community Development Authority unanimously voted no on downtown redevelopment plans. Residents had voiced their opposition, especially because the proposal included a blight assessment. So for about 60 homeowners, the city deemed that the property their homes sit on was more valuable than the cost to improve or renovate the structures on that property. Often, blight assessments are used by municipalities to exercise eminent domain and take control of properties. Village leaders said that's not why they wanted to use blight assessments. They said they were using them as a tool to determine which areas needed more support or funding, but it was enough to really concern residents. Now that it's been shot down, if officials want to reconsider downtown development plans, they'd have to create a whole new proposal. And Madison will soon have its interim police chief. Assistant Chief John Patterson will take the helm. He was confirmed by the Police and Fire Commission last night. He has the support of Chief Sean Barnes and two other assistant chiefs. He'll take over when Barnes leaves for his new position in Seattle. Patterson has spent more than 25 years at the Madison Police Department. Since 2019, he's overseen the Honor Guard, the Mental Health Unit, and the SWAT team. Barnes' last day is February 1st. Now, the Police and Fire Commission will work to find the next permanent leader of the department. Now, in the past, this has proven to be a lengthy process. Whoever they choose will be Madison's fourth police chief in about 6 years. Meanwhile, Edgewood College is changing its name. It'll now be Edgewood University. The college is turning 100 in 2027. Graduate programs were first introduced at Edgewood in the 80s. That's typically when institutions are considered universities. The name change will take effect in July. For more top stories from all over the state, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 15, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Mostly sunny, our actual high 14 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to above tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, just how much money has already been spent on Wisconsin's Supreme Court race and who's funding that? We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. We'll be right back.
I'm assuming he didn't bring up his intention to publicly say he was going to annex through economic means your country.
It actually sort of came up at one point, and then we started musing back and forth about this, and when I started to suggest maybe there could be a trade for Vermont or California for a certain part, he immediately decided that it was not that funny anymore, and we moved on to a different conversation. So this isn't out of the blue that he's doing this, but my focus has to be not on something that he's talking about that will not ever happen, but more on something that might well happen, that if he does choose to go forward with tariffs that raise the cost of just about everything for American citizens, that on top of that, we're going to have a robust response to that.
Prime Minister McDreamy of Canada, Justin Trudeau, I just was saying, like, are they going to help us with anything once Trump is in a few days? Here's all the Canadian firefighters here, Mexican firefighters, both countries he's insulted, threatened with tariffs. We were saying Ukraine offering to send soldiers, and Trump just saying, oh, it's up to Putin entirely what happens in Ukraine. It's like, oh, okay.
Ukraine can concentrate on itself.
I don't want them helping us. Yeah. They have a lot more than we do.
Yeah.
The Canadian MP.
The Canadian military now is on full alert to help our neighbors. That's what we do. We help our neighbors. When people are in crisis, we don't blame them and pick fights with them. We help. The fact that Donald Trump, as a leader, is not down there in the fire zone, thanking the first responders, talking to people who've been burnt out, I personally find shocking, but actually, no, this is what criminal grifters do.
Oh, Canada, what's that about?
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America,
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
He shoots, he scores!
Yeah!
How about that Canadian guy?
Oh, my God. And by the way, thank you for doing a piece of what WTF John Fetterman. Why can't people in our country speak that plainly about the criminal grifter that is about to... Okay.
That was as direct a shot as a Gilbert Perreault slap shot.
Gilbert Perreault. You said you wrote this week. Somebody tell John Fetterman and the rest of the Vichy Democrats. This is from Politico. The early list of potential spending offsets includes changes to Medicare, ending Biden administration climate programs, along with slashing welfare and reimagining the Affordable Care Act. Oh, with those concepts, we're going to have a reimagining of concepts.
Yes, we're going to reimagine the Affordable Care Act. We're going to reimagine it as a dead letter.
Yeah,
I'm reimagining it.
I do not
it's
get
not existing.
Hello, Charlie. I don't get this bending of the knee. I really don't. So Trump fawned over Fetterman after the meeting at Mar-a-Lago, calling him fascinating. A man he could not be more impressed by. He said he's a fascinating man. His wife is lovely. I couldn't be more impressed. He's not liberal or conservative. Really? Because he ran as the progressive, alternative to Connor Lamb. So, like, what
right.
is going on?
Exactly. And at the time, he was the progressive alternative to Connor Lamb.
Right.
But he's looking at the, you know, I liken this to all those, like, ambitious Democrats in 2002 who thought the smart play was voting for the Iraq war.
Right.
You know, that was not the vote that was going to come back and bite them.
Yep.
You know, voting for it was going to come back and bite them.
And
how'd
Charlie,
that work out for everybody?
Right.
Thank you. And Charlie, thank you for mentioning later in your column, speaking of Democrats playing by different rules, the Democrats that condemn Biden for pardoning Hunter, this is all you need from Politico. The House Judiciary will continue its probe into the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden, Committee Chairman Jim Jordan said in an interview Thursday. They write, the sweeping pardon of his son is unlikely to serve as a total shield for the next 4 years. And you said, excuse me, how is the president's pardon power not a total shield? What part of unconditional does Jordan not understand? Well, to me, that validates President Biden's choice right there. Of course they're going to keep going after Hunter Biden.
What they're going to do is they're going to drag Hunter before the committee and ask him about his uncles
Yeah.
or his father and hope to catch him in some, you know, mistake of fact that they can blow up into a perjury indictment.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of actual crime, let's talk. You read the entire Jack Smith report. You did your homework. You're a good boy.
I did. It's only 138 pages long. It's a very easy read.
Yeah.
As these things go.
Right.
And what can I say? The man had the goods.
Thank you.
You know, he really did. He wasn't selling wolf tickets. The guy, you know, the guy had the guy cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't go in the, you know, it does appear, though, that Merrick Garland finally found the bottom of his big bag of, you know, and found that it was empty finally. So he released this thing at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing expired at midnight, correct?
Yeah, I know. But yeah. He waited an hour after that.
Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
To make
yeah.
sure he was clear. Yeah, it was, you know, I got woken up in the middle of the night by a whole bunch of news notifications
yeah.
on my phone.
Yeah, I'm waiting for fire alerts.
Well, yeah. That's true. Yeah, you guys have yeah. more important things to talk, look at your phone about. Are they really sending out, like, fake fire alerts?
Yes.
They did it once.
It was a mistake.
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not some prankster.
No.
Yeah. No, no,
no,
no, no.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I it's hard for me to, but, you know, I was, when during my days as a forest ranger for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I was in one tiny forest fire that we had to put out in the state forest where I work. That is freaking terrifying.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I did not know that about you.
It's for, oh yeah, I was a forest ranger for 3 summers.
Wow. yeah, I.
You should have seen me. I had a little shirt with a patch on.
Wow.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like a forest ranger.
They didn't make us wear the hats though, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it all week, Charlie. We are just in a hurricane of fire and of disinformation, and it is exhausting. You know.
Yeah, I wrote for the subscriber-only newsletter, ka-ching, ka-ching,
yeah.
At Esquire, about the Peshtigo Fire in 1871, which a lot of people never heard of because it happened the same day as the Great Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
But it was described, it was a logging town, and, you know, 1,500 people died and probably more, and, they, you know, 350 of them weren't even identified. There were any capable of being identified. Anyway, it was described by everybody as a tornado of fire.
Yeah.
These things create their own weather.
Yeah. They're saying I don't know which one it is, there's tornadoes of fire in the middle of the hurricane of fire.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, okay. What? Real quick, I was going to say, yeah.
I agree with Jody and Chris, by the way. The Ukrainian firemen have enough to do.
I know.
They can stay
I know,
home.
But just to give you.
They can send a nice fruit basket.
But it just tells you where we're at and, you know, and how friggin' ominous what's going to happen in a few days is, you know, is while they're offering us help, Trump saying, oh, it's totally up to Putin. That's the only strategy.
Yeah.
Ukraine.
Yeah. I'd once again like to thank the voters of Alabama for trading Doug Jones for that half-court football coach.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just going to say, I'm reading from the when it became clear Trump had lost the election and that lawful means of challenging election results had failed, he resorted to a series of criminal efforts to retain power. I mean, you're right, Charlie. This doesn't get any clearer. It, like you said, he's got the goods.
The subtext of it
would have been convicted, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, the subtext of it is, first of all, he absolutely shreds the Supreme Court immunity decision without saying he's going to do that. You know, he shows what a farce this distinction between official and unofficial acts is.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this particular, you know, context.
Yeah.
And he also kind of throws an oblique shot at that Department of Justice policy of not indicting a criminal president.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because he does keep all the way through, he maintains the principle that this was a unique set of circumstances and a unique set of crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That the usual policy rules didn't apply.
And by the way, the lying, it never stops, ever. So Trump posts it. This is the middle of the night statement from the bassinet. Mm-hmm. To show how desperate, deranged Jack Smith is, he released his fake findings at 1 a.m. in the morning. Right, because the court order is until midnight.
Right.
Okay. Did he say the Unselect Committee illegally destroyed and deleted all the evidence? No! He keeps repeating the lie. It is available online. I just... Charlie, I don't know if, as a lifelong journalist, you
By the
any...
way, Jack Smith didn't release the report.
Right.
Merrick Garland did.
Yes,
right.
he did.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
Right. So what is the clock on this, the classified documents thing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, it all depends on the whimsical, you know, stylings of the former flamenco dance critic down in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I mean, which I
that was, by the way, her previous job. She was a dance critic for a local newspaper.
Was she seriously?
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I think she's scheduled a hearing for January 17th. Mm-hmm. She's obviously trying to run out the clock about releasing the classified documents. I've heard legal experts say this, Charlie. I still don't get the answer why they don't drop the charges and release the report.
Yeah,
they're going to be dropped Monday anyway.
I heard you mention it before. That's a very interesting strategy. I mean, do we really want to delay the release of this report so we can put Walt Nauta in jail?
Right. Well, he's not going to be put in jail. They're going to drop these charges Monday.
Well, yeah,
at 12:01.
It's not like he's going to go to trial anyway.
Right. Right. So how are you biasing a trial that's never going to happen? I would say this is in the national security interest.
Sure.
As it regards Cash Patel and I don't know, God knows. I mean, I keep saying, Charlie, that, okay. I shouldn't use the term hair on fire, but Jack Smith apparently knows why he took the documents and what he was going to do with them. That smells like treason to me.
That was a very piquant observation by Jack Smith. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know why he did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, which was aimed, by the way, at an audience of one. I know why you did it, and you know that I know why you did it. And I know what you did last summer.
There you go. I was going to get to that joke, and you got there first. Okay. I don't.
Thank you, scores.
Charlie, it's just, today is like I'm at peak something. I'm turned up to 11. It's just this Pete Hegseth hearing is going on, and I don't understand how technically Biden's FBI is still in place, and the FBI background check somehow forgot to interview his ex-wife, his rape accuser. It's obviously incomplete.
Well, the FBI's track record on rape accusations by high public officials is not great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fact.
But
I don't even know. I know, who knows? I mean, everybody on earth knows this guy is not qualified. Even if he wasn't, you know, a drunken accused sexual assaulter, He wouldn't be qualified.
Exactly. But the other thing, I don't get, it's this whole party. I'm just reading the reporting this morning. I think this is your friend Jane Mayer. Some of the senators have also declined to speak face to face and confidentially with such critics, including the woman who accused Hegseth of the rape. According to three sources, Joni Ernst is one of the senators who've turned down offers to hear privately from Hegseth's accuser. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore about this party.
I'm very disappointed in my old friend Joni.
Yeah.
She was a serving officer.
Yeah.
Really think this guy should run the army?
Yeah. I mean, and
this guy to park my car.
Yeah.
I know. Not a good day. Maybe it's the fire speaking, but I'm a little woozy this morning.
It's all that asbestos you're breathing in.
I'm a little woozy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, you guys are, you know, on the front lines there.
Yeah. Well, and it's
of
just
so many of so many issues in addition to this national calamity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being insulted and scolded is really helping.
Yeah. There's been a lot of that on social media. Mm-hmm. A scolding of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because you guys are all a bunch of sinners.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Jesus freaking hates Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He really does, but he loves, like...
Is that why he burned down all the churches in Altadena?
He loves Bessemer, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. All right, Charlie. Best of luck to you. Stay above the snake line.
You guys are going
to
be in D.C.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to fly into D.C. in 20 degrees. Hooray.
And then immediately fly back out.
And then immediately.
And then leave as quickly as possible.
Sexyliberal.com. Get
yes.
it.
Oh, you're not hanging around for Hell's Encore?
Oh, no. No, I got a thing with a guy. Okay.
Oh, you do.
All right.
Love you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. Yeah, we're ready for that. Let me tell you what. God sent the fires because blah, 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 lesbian fire chief. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Freedom From Religion Foundation, the leading voice for separation of church and state. They are standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, or defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in
science.
Government. Yikes. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're in a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Verlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Stephanie Miller.
Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Trace, welcome.
Hello. Hey, y'all. I haven't been on in a while, but sending love and positive juju and everything for the fires.
Thank you.
When I went to music school out there in 82, 83, I lived for the first couple of months with friends of the family in Eagle Rock.
Uh-huh.
But then I lived in an apartment. There's a big church on Highland just north of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yep.
We know it.
And I lived in an apartment right behind there.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in 90, I moved back out there, and I lived in Studio City right off of Vineland and Ventura. So when I'm seeing all this stuff on the news, and I'm kind of like, what, to see one of the neighborhoods I lived in, and
right.
It's pretty scary. So
it's pretty much touching all of the neighborhoods that you lived in.
Yeah. I lived Studio City right out of college.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, no, it's touched everybody we know, but go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, I was going to say, over the weekend, with all this other stuff going on, Sam Moore from Sam and Dave died.
He did, yeah.
The Hold On, I'm Coming guys.
Yep.
And, you know, back when in Trump's first presidency, he had all these musical artists in there, and they were praising him for what he did for the royalties thing. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah. Sam Moore
the very, very Christian. Anyway. What's her name? Singing at his inauguration.
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, very, very Christian is singing at the adjudicated rapist's inauguration, as are the village people, which is also quite distressing.
Okay. It's not the village people. It's one guy and a bunch of other hired guns.
Yeah.
It's not the village people.
All right. Okay, thank you, Taylor Swift, for
being
your good
Swift.
Politics. And yes, for being Taylor Swift and the $10 million. Donated to help people in LA. Okay, the FEMA administrator about insurance.
Mm-hmm. I am really concerned about the insurance crisis that not just California is experiencing, but we're seeing it in other places. You know, with climate change, we are seeing an increase in severe weather events and catastrophic impacts as a result of those events. And so our programs are going to help jumpstart the recovery, but we're not going to rebuild somebody's home.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this yesterday, but
I think what we need to focus on is we're trying to help communities rebuild, helping California rebuild after this, that we do it in a way that's going to make them more resilient, reducing the impact from these events, mm-hmm. making it more tenable for the insurance industry to want to cover the risk, right? If we can reduce the potential risk, then maybe they'll stay. And so I think we need to have conversations with them about what does that look like so we can encourage them and incentivize them to stay in these communities.
And the insurance crisis isn't just a blue state, red state thing.
No, it's
happening
not.
In Florida.
I just was going to bring up Florida, Chris.
Florida's
they cannot wait to jump on because they know Gavin Newsom is a big political threat, is probably going to run for president. But they don't say anything when the hurricanes hit Florida,
nope.
And the Ron DeSantis has done absolutely nothing about the insurance crisis down there. It's almost impossible to get insurance. We can just hope that the big bag of rats will all eat each other. Maybe they'll eat each other before Monday.
One can hope.
J.D. Vance told Fox News not all January 6th defendants deserve pardons, which started the bag of rats, including a Trump-supporting Texas man who said telling your own supporters that the election was stolen and not giving them a pardon or commutation after you sent them into what you called a fedsurrection and a trap is a betrayal, he said. All of the J6 defendants must be saved. J.D. Vance is wrong. I hope Trump will save his own supporters. Another Trump maggot said J6 defendants and family members are swearing vengeance on J.D. Vance if all of the J6 defendants are not saved, and they are right to do it. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
Yep.
Steve Bannon goes nuclear on truly evil, racist Elon Musk, pledges to take him down before the inauguration. Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm with you on that. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
Yep.
All completely awful. Okay. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome dietitian and nutritionist Sherry Stoka, and from the band Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth telling Senate members during his confirmation hearing today that he will be a change agent for Donald Trump if he is confirmed. Democrats like ranking member Jack Reed say that concerns them.
The challenge of the Secretary of Defense is to remove partisan politics from the military. You propose to inject it. This would be an insult to the men and women who have sworn to uphold their own apolitical duty to the Constitution.
Republicans like Chairman Roger Wicker admit that the former Fox News host is unconventional. High winds are back in Southern California, but firefighters are making progress over some of the biggest wildfires around Los Angeles. The Eaton Fire, which destroyed much of Altadena, is now 35% contained. New study finds people over the age of 55 have a 4 out of 10 chance of developing dementia. Regular physical activity, controlling blood pressure, and getting your hearing checked can all help prevent it. This is ABC News.